This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, October 29th. God's word for you today is Money Matters. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. And it says, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." We are still on our journey of positive transformation, and over the next few days, our focus will be on financial metamorphosis, how to be transformed in your finances from where you are to where God wants you to be, how to be changed from your current glory to a higher and a new level of glory. As with everything, it has to do with the fundamentals. If you get the fundamentals right, your growth becomes limitless and your change for good becomes limitless. When we look at Jesus's life, we will see that he actually spoke more about money than he spoke about heaven and hell combined. Think about it and check the scripture. Jesus spoke and made references to money more than he made references to heaven and hell. So, what does that tell us? It tells us that somehow money is linked to our eternal destiny. Isn't money a carnal thing? Interestingly, Jesus himself said, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." Whoever is the custodian of your treasure becomes the custodian of your attention. The number one thing that rivals God in your life is mammon, and that is purely money. So, how you deal with, relate with, and see money determines how you experience eternity here on earth and in heaven or hell. How you see money and how you relate to money goes a long way. If God can get hold of your wallet, God would have succeeded in getting a hold of your heart. If God can succeed in getting hold of your bank account, God would have succeeded in getting hold of your attention. And if God has your attention, God has your heart. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. So, over the next few days, we will explore 7 principles of financial metamorphosis. To experience financial metamorphosis, the first thing is, I must trust God as my source and supplier. I do not know who pays your bills, but I am here to tell you that God is your source. I do not know who pays your salary, but I am here to tell you that God is your source. I do not even care who is threatening your income. I am here to tell you that God is your source. Romans chapter 11 verse 36 says, "For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory." The source of your income is not your job, but your God. Your job is just a channel. The source is God. In our homes, for example, we have different taps in the kitchen, bathroom, etc. However, the tap is not the source. If you have an overhead tank, that tank is the source. God is your source and your supplier. Everything comes from him and is intended for his glory. Let us pray. Father, I acknowledge you as my source and my supplier in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.